You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a priest who was known to be a bit long-winded, was giving his homily one Sunday morning, and he noticed during his homily, a gentleman who was sitting next to his wife, three or four rows in the back pew, got up and walked out the front door of church. Well, after Mass, as the gentleman's wife left and the priest greeted her, he inquired, he said, "Was your husband upset about something I said in my homily that he got up and walked out?" He said, "Oh, Father, don't be alarmed. He's always been a sleepwalker." Each year on this second Sunday of Advent, John the Baptist makes his appearance, as we heard today in the very beginning of the Gospel of Mark. Many may be surprised to learn that Mark begins his Gospel not with the infancy narrative, but rather with the preaching of John the Baptist. Both Mark and John do not have an infancy narrative, only Matthew and Luke do. But as Mark reminds us in his Gospel today, when John the Baptist arrives on the scene, his preaching jolts many people, awakens them with new hope and new challenges as he proclaims the arrival of the one who will restore righteousness to the earth. And many, Mark tells us, responded to John the Baptizer's preaching as they came in large numbers to receive the baptism of repentance from him in the Jordan River. John the Baptizer gave people hope, and he gave them challenges because he dared to speak the truth. That's what a prophet does. Like John the Baptist, that too is what Isaiah had done centuries earlier, as he too was a lone voice crying out in the desert, giving hope to God's people by boldly proclaiming to them the truth of God's fidelity and God's mercy. During these days of our Advent waiting, we are reminded by both Isaiah and John the Baptizer, and by their bold words and courageous actions, that we too must wake up from our slumber. This is the call of Advent. We are called to wake up from our spiritual slumber and prepare the way of the Lord by announcing the good news of God's saving grace through a life of repentance, holiness, and righteousness. We too are called to turn away from the darkness of our sins so that we who have been baptized in the Lord may truly walk as children of the light, ever mindful that both as individuals and as a community, we are called to make straight the way of the Lord. Or as St. Peter put it in today's second scripture reading, to await new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. The season of Advent, unlike the season of Lent, is not strictly speaking a penitential season, but it is the Church's invitation to us that the one who comes at Bethlehem as the light of the world invites us to come to him to be free from the darkness of our sins, of selfishness, mediocrity, greed, self-righteousness, and materialism. Just as John the Baptist prepared the way of the Lord through a call to repentance, so the Church calls us during this sacred season to prepare ourselves for the Lord's coming to us through repentance and sharing in the church's sacrament of reconciliation. Mark begins his gospel with the appearance of a prophet, a truth teller. And Mark ends his gospel with another prophet and truth teller, the one for whose coming we are preparing ourselves, the one who suffered, died, and rose again. Let these days of Advent waiting wake us up to renew our commitment to our baptismal call to a life of holiness and righteousness, so that when Jesus comes in the present time and again at the end of time, we will be alert and awake and ready to claim our heavenly inheritance. But the good news is, when we are awake and prepared for the Lord's coming to us in the present time, we will be awake and prepared for the Lord's coming to us at the end of time. And so we pray, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus.